Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rivka Esther Bas Eliel Peretz, for Shindi Chana Bas Malka, for Chai Aviva Bas Shalom Miriam, for Madai Bas Chana Dina. We should all have bracha v'hatzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yideihem. We are going to be learning Mitzvah Shin Nun Vav in the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvahs. Let's just say Shin Nun Vav. Based on the Sefer Drishas Pikudecha Madura Tinyana, the Rambam writes, "Ushehisi Radanu Mehachzer Grushasu Achar Shin Mises Lulah." So, if man is commanded not to take back his grusha after she married somebody else, as it says in the pasuk, "Layuchal Bala Rishon Asher Shalcha Lashu V'Kachta Asher Asher Hutamala." Her first husband can't take her back after she was contaminated, and if somebody's over in this lab, he gets Malkus. The Rambam writes in the 11th parak of Hilchos Gerushin Halacha Yudalid that included in this lab is a woman who is Mizane, Tachas Baila, and then she goes back to her husband. Once a woman is Mizane, Tachas her husband, she's not allowed to go back to him. If she does, she's over in this Isser. Avla Yuchal Baala Rishona Shashalcha Lashu Vakachta Chorea Sherhu Tama'a. The Rambam holds there, Yudalef Mihochas Gerushin Halacha Yudalef, that you get Malkus for this. Taking back one's wife who is Mizana is Malkus. And then Osei Kelim, we're wondering about this Rambam because in Perek Aleph Mihochas Esurei Bia, it's Meduyuk that you don't get Malkus. Perek Aleph Halacha Chav Beis, Meduyuk that you don't get Malkus. So which one is it? Is there Malkus or is there not Malkus? And then they wonder about the Rambam and about the Magid Mishnah there. The Magid Mishnah says that you don't get Malkus is because in this pasuk you already have the lab of Machzir Grushasa, and therefore it's a lab Shebechlalos. This lab of not taking back a wife who is Mizan is a lab Shebechlalos. The Rambam says in his Shoroshim, Shorosh Hachi, that you don't get Malkus and a lab Shebechlalos. But since the Pshuto Shel Mikra is talking about Machzir Grushasa, for that there's Malkus. For taking back a woman after she was Mizana, there's no Malkus. First of all, we have the Stirans in the Rambams. Yudalef Migerish and Yudalef, he says there is Malkus for taking back a wife who was Mizana. The Mashmalos of the Rambam in the Surei Bia, Alef Chav Beis, is that there's no Malkus. And then we have the Magid Mishnah's rule from the Rambam, Shorosh Hachi, that there's no Malkus for Lav Shebechlalos. And yet the Rambam says in Hilchos Gerushin that there is going to be Malkus for taking back a woman who is Mizana, even though it's a Lav Shebechlalos. So how is the Rambam going to deal with the Rambam? Not only that, the Rambam isn't moaning this Lav of taking back a woman who is Mizana in its Sefer HaMitzvahs. Also the Rambam doesn't mention in the 19th parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin, when he's talking about the Mechuyve Malkus, he doesn't mention taking back a woman who is Mizana. The Rambam, the Hosafos L'minyan HaMitzvos, also say Tesvav, does include this lav. And at the end he writes that the Rambam, since he doesn't mention, include lav Shebechlalos in his Minyan HaLavim, or he doesn't talk about Machzir, a woman who was Mizane. And that's like the Magid Mishnah. But again, we have the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin who says that they usually get Malkus. But it's a lav Shebechlalos. And if it's and if that's the case, you get Malkus. Why isn't the Rambam enumerated as a lav? So it appears that the makor of the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, that a person who's come, it's Baal Ishto, she's in Setachtav, is included in the lav of Lo Yuchal Baal Arishan Lashuv Lekachta Chorei Asher Hu Tamah, is from the Sugin Yavamis, Yad Aleph on the base. where Chachamim say that this pasuk of Acharei Hosher Hutama'a is giving a lav to a sota shenistara, and you know that she was mizanet. When this sota was nistara behinitmea, she gets a lav. This pasuk is telling you there's a lav for a sota that became tmea not to go back and be with her husband. Tosfos says, yeah, but this pasuk in Pashas is talking about machzir gushaso. How did the rabbis take the pasuk out of its pshat? And he says it's not mistaber to talk and say it's talking about being machzir gushaso because the pasuk calls it tuma. What's the tuma when she married the second man? It's all beheter. She did it under the auspices of the Orthodox rabbinate. So what's the problem? Similarly, explains the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs that a woman who's megureshes is not called tuma b'nisuel acher. And that's why we have a drush in Chazal that Acharei Asher Hutama'a is talking about a sota. And therefore the Rambam holds that there are two lavim in this pasuk. In two separate lavim. There's the lav of Vayucha Bala Rishon Asher Shalcha Lashuv Lekachta. That's one lav. And then there's Acharei Asher Hutama'a. It's a separate lav. Two different lavim. And Acharei Asher Hutama'a is talking about a woman with nitmeis biznus. But self, Pashas HaPasuk is completely talking about Machzir Gushasa, like Tosfos says. So how do you learn Pshuto Shel Mikra Acharei Asher Hutama'a? So Ramban Al HaTorah says that when she has beer with her second husband, klapei the first husband, that's considered tuma. That's all derech hapshat. The Chinuch and Tavkuf Pei writes that when she goes back to her first husband after being with her second husband, that's the tuma. So according to the Rambam, the etz and beer with the second husband is tuma klapei the first husband. According to the Chinuch, when she goes back to her first husband, that's the tuma. So that's b'derech pshuto shel mikra. But the Rambam seems to hold that the Iker Geder Halav of Machzir Grushaso is Acharei Asher Hutama'a. That's the Iker Geder Halav. The Chefs of the Lav is not because he's of the Mice of Achzaras Grushaso, but rather when somebody's Machzir Grushaso, they have there's Tuma, either because the reason of the Ramban, the Klape, the wife, there was tuma. We copy the first husband. There was tuma when she was with the second husband, or lefi the chinuch when she goes back to the first husband. There's tuma. But either way, there's tuma involved. That's the yisod v'chepsa the iser. It's tuma. And a raya is that the Rambam says that if she in Hilchos Gerushin, in Halacha Perak Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, he says that if a woman after she gets divorced was mizana with another man, she's allowed to come back to her first husband because he v'xeris hakasav. It's only if she had Kedushin that she's not allowed to come back with being Mizana or not. Why would the Rambam think that if she was Mizana, she wouldn't be able to come back to her first husband because the Yisoda Isser is Tuma? And how much on the Rambam that despite the Tuma, she's still allowed to come back to her first husband because there is HaKasav, but there has to be marriage involved. But the Yisoda Isser is the Tuma. That's the Yisoda Isser Machzir Grushaso. The Rasag and Losa Sekuf Yagimel writes, Bekitzer Kedako Vigrusha Acharei Hutama'ah. And Reuven Fisher Pella says, Acharei Asher Hutama'a is not talking about a grusha, it's talking about a woman who was mizana tachtav. But based on what we're saying, no. That the yisod of lechevtz of the yisr of grusha as well is Acharei Asher Hutama'a. And based on this, it would appear b'das haram. And that we learn Acharei Asher Hutama'a, to ask her a woman with mizana tachtav is not al derech shapir asher ramam, but this pasuk is including two aspects that aren't shaykh, two dinim that aren't shaykh to each other. No. Rather, the Isra Labailach Aresha Zinsatachta was included in this parasha. The Isra Labailach Aresha Zinsa is included in the Iker Lab of Machzir Grushasa. Because Zinsatachta was also shaykh to this parasha. She's Aser after that she knew another man. Either because of the etzim being with the other guy, or because when she comes back to her husband after being unfaithful, that's the tumah. But it's really one iser. The iser is when you're machzir grushasa, there's tumah, And also when your person is not you, when a person is machzir gushas is tuma, and when somebody's machzir his unfaithful wife is also tuma. And based on this, it's very good that the Rambam holds that you get malchus when he has beer with his wife who is mizana tachtav, and it's not a lav shebechlalus, because he holds they're not two separate lavim. That from lo yuchal bala rishon we learn lachzir gushaso, and from achrei shiratama we learn bala lishish zinsa, like the Ramban wants to learn. No, but rather achrei shehu tama'a is a hemshech of the ikar lavim machzir gushaso. And included in that is machzir is taking back a woman who was mizaneh. That's the Rambam means in Hilchos Gerushin, the Bechlal Lav Zeshe called Isha Shezinsa Tachas Baila Nesral Baila. In other words, it's not that the Pasuk is adding an additional Isser, but rather it's the same Lav Mamish. It's the same Lav Mamish. Taking back a woman who's Messiah and taking back a woman who's a Grusha is the same Lav Mamish, and therefore it's not a Lav Shebechlalus. Based on what we explained, we understand very well that if the Rambam didn't enumerate it as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, like the Ramban, because it's not two separate mitzvahs, it's all included in the Losa Sev Machzir Grushasa. And the Meila, the Malkus that this man gets for being Boel, Isha Shezinsa Tachtav, is not included in the minion of Lokim when the Rambam enumerates the Lokim, because Hihi Amalkus the Machzir Grushasa. However, it's still a problem in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He doesn't mention, when he says Lo Yuchal Baal Rishon Lashu Lekachta, he doesn't mention there's another variation of this very same lav, which is Baal Lishto Shezinsa. You should have mentioned it. You're getting one's getting Malkus for it. Unless you say that the Rambam only brought the more explicit iser of Machzir Grushaso, and in the halachas he went more into detail and he brought the other iser as well of Baal Isha Shezinsa Tachtav. Upon him, we learn very, very important Yisodos. We learn the Machlokas Rishonim. Is it a Lav Shebechlalus or not? The Ramban holds that it is two separate Lavim. Ram holds that it's one Lav. And you get Malkus for both. Even though we never resolve the Diuk in Surah Bia, Parak Aleph, Halacha Chaf Beis, it seems you don't get Malkus. But the explicit Rambam says that you do get Malkus there, it's only Meduyuk. Not explicit. And we also have problem. One of the problems with this, one problem with the Yisod that we mentioned is that in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam doesn't mention the two variations of Machzir Grushaso. I am Machzir Grushaso and not Lahafzir Isha Shezinsa Tachtav. We only mention Machzir Grushaso, unless you say that again, he only mentioned the more explicit one, but he doesn't mention the implicit one, even though this is the same Yisod. The Yisod is Achrei Asher Hu Tama'a. And it's even considered tuma, like we saw in the Ramban in the Sefer Chinuch and Pshuto Shel Mikra. It's even considered tuma when he takes back a grushaso, and certainly when he takes back a woman who was mizana tachtav. But even master grushaso, it's not that the issue is not taking back. Per definition, the issue is not taking back a woman who was married to somebody else. The definition of the issue is the tuma of taking back this woman. It's the tuma aspect. Either that she was with another man, or she comes back to the first one. But the Yisod is the Tumah, and that applies both to Machzir Grushaso and to a woman who was Mizana Tachtav. There the Tumah is Pashat, she was Mizana Tachtav. But it's not two different separate lavim, it's really one lav, and therefore there's malchus. And that's why it's already included in the malchus of Master Grishaso. It doesn't have to be separated as its own. In the Minyan Halokim, it's not separated into its own category. We should be zochem Yitzchak Hashem lo moldu l'lamid lishmar v'lasu l'kaim is called Dibrei Samu Torah v'hava amen v'amen shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friends.